Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 285 for March 27th, 2011.
What light do you carry? Step into
the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet.
Step into the sky. Gravity loves you.
And the song you're listening to is Gravity Loves You.
Gravity loves you.
The artist is Kelly Hunt. And it's from the album Gravity Loves You.
Let your voice free.
Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing if you are a subscriber.
Loves you, baby.
And if you like the music, you can hear the whole song at the end of the show.
Loves you.
And if you want to find out more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, you can go over to the website at www.hometravelagent.net. And once you're there, you're going to find archives back about 2 years worth of shows, and you'll find some pretty cool search features on the front page of the website where you can look up topics that you're interested in and find shows that dealt with those topics. There's also a tab up at the top of the page, and it's called Roll Call. So if you remember a guest that's been on the show and you want to go back to the particular show that guest was on, you can click on the Roll Call tab and look for that guest, click on it, and you'll go back to that show. Well, coming up in this show is the co-hosted segment, and we're going to get right into that. And I know there's something on the co-hosted segment that you're really going to want to hear. So without further ado, I'm going to go right to the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment, and this is the segment where we have special guests and the opportunity for you to learn about new products, destinations, and a whole host of other things. But one thing that we're learning right now, and it's this is occurring as we speak, it's Laureen's birthday. Happy birthday, Laureen.
Thank you. Yes, it's also I share a birthday with Deb Gronsky, who is one of our listeners. And so we get to celebrate together and see who gets to tag the person's happy birthday. I was born first. I'm 50, so I just told her I automatically win. So
that gives you a privilege, right?
That's right.
And we do have a guest today, and I will let Laureen introduce our guest. With a little fanfare for the birthday, our guest suggested that we sing "Happy Birthday." No, I'm not. I'm not going to.
You ready?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to subject our listeners to that.
Thank you.
You do a best Bill Murray impersonation.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, guys. And thank you, Barry. Yes, I would love to introduce our guest. This is Stephen Ekman, and he was on our show 2 years ago, and we connected this week. And it was a great connection that we had before, and I'm really glad he contacted me, and it gave us an opportunity to be able to have Stephen back on the show to give us an update of his product. It's very cool. It mixes the world, in my eyes, of travel agent, tour operators, people who are into technology and different ways of getting the word out about their travel companies. So I would like to introduce Stephen Ekman, the founder and CEO of Here Planet. And we're just playing with his application on my iPhone. And I would like to turn the mic over to Stephen, welcome him, and let us know how are things coming in the last couple of years, and how have you progressed?
Thanks, Lorraine, and great to speak to you too, Barry. It's been a little while since we spoke in person, and it's exciting to be back on the show. Things have been going great. When I first launched, when I was first on the show, is probably looking at sometime in January 2009. And we had a groundbreaking product that basically turned your mobile phone into audio guide to the world. Actually, we just had a write-up in Manhattan Magazine not too long ago, which said, Here Planet treats the entire world like a self-guided museum tour. And that's really what we do. We have audio and pictures and text about information on all the places on the planet. We have over 500,000 audio files that people can listen to. They can see the locations on the map when they boot up their phone, when they launch the application. We're on Android and iPhone. We have free applications, so there's no barrier for entry for people to use our applications. We have over 600,000 users right now that have downloaded and installed our app and are using the application. And the exciting thing that I want to talk to you about today and talk and let your users know about is that now we've opened up the platform so that anybody, especially travel agents, tour operators, tour guides, can add locations. They can be the experts on locations, get word out about those locations. People can find them by using the application, and they can call them directly from the application. We have action buttons they can set up for call now, for email us, to visit the website on the phones. So it's really an exciting time, and we're excited about getting more people participating and contributing beyond all the partners like the municipalities and the convention and visitor bureaus that we have working with our API in the back end.
Yeah, and this is wonderful because in the past, you've always had the great relationship, and I know that you've worked really hard to build those relationships with the different CVBs and different companies. So talking about how to connect with travel agents and tour operators, let's talk a little bit about what you have to offer people. You and I were able to sit through a little bit of beta testing yesterday, and it was a lot of fun, and I really think that our listeners will want to kind of perk up their ears to be able to listen to what you have to say about how you're working with them to help promote themselves on your application.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you for helping beta test and do that run through. We've definitely taken the hammer to the application that we've built, the web-based application and interface that lets people add content, add their information, and get that out to the world. And what we've done is we've taken what's a fantastic application for people to discover places, and now we've created a fantastic platform for people to reach people that are looking for locations. So when we spoke the other day and talked about coming on the show, I thought it was a perfect fit because your audience is always trying to reach new customers, find people who want to travel, who want to take tours, who want to do special, unique activities when they're out and traveling the world. And this is the perfect venue for them to be able to promote their locations, promote what they have to offer, and create a direct conduit for people to find them and book tours and book travel. And that's really what we want to do, is we want to create a lot of value for travel agents out there, for anybody that's going to participate in helping us build out a bigger platform. We want to, and this is all free right now. I know you asked when we were talking, well, how much is that going to cost for travel agents, let's say, to come on and use the platform? It's entirely free right now. We're looking at what we might charge for in the future in terms of enhanced features. But right now, we're getting the word out, and we're looking forward to really creating a lot of value for anybody that comes and plays with us.
And can we talk a little bit about what the process is? As you mentioned, there is a link for email for posting to direct people to the website. I'd like to talk a little bit about what would the process be if one of the listeners are like, "Ooh, how do I get involved in doing this and how do I set it up?" It was very simple. Can you maybe give us a little bit of a walkthrough?
Sure, I'll give a real. We try to make it really simple. Exactly, that's the goal with any application, and I think we've achieved that. So, and we're always looking for feedback from people to tell us how could this be a little bit more straightforward and easy. What might be, what might not have been so obvious or straightforward. But we think we've really got a great start at this, and basically all you need to do. And I also wanted to tell your listeners that what we'll do is we have the free application and we have paid applications, premium applications. The first three listeners that let us know they came in from your show, just send us an email via contact form. And if they upload locations to promote themselves, we'll give them a free coupon for a premium iPhone application. So that goes out to the first three listeners that create content on the Here to Planet platform. So basically, all you need to do to get that application and to participate and reach customers is go to hearplanet.com. You'll see in the top right-hand corner, there's a little login, create account button. We've made it really easy. You can just use your Facebook account. Lorraine, you did that, and that worked real smoothly. So that automatically gives us the information that we need to create your account, less forms to fill out, etc. You create your account, and then you go ahead and you create places. So you could, I know there's a river cruise that that we added that was on the Danube that you're involved with. And what the user would do is they would just click the button that says add a new place. They would give it a title, write text about it. We're hoping everybody can create an audio file. The power of Hear Planet, even though an audio file is not required, it's really a benefit. And we find that users really love to be able to listen to a description and listen to a narrative about what the offer is, what the place has to offer, what the what is special about this location. We look at ourselves as being really the voice of the places. And now whoever contributes with us and participates, they can be the voice for that location. So when you add your place, you add some text, as I mentioned. You can upload an audio file using whatever you're comfortable using. You have different tools. There's a lot of recording applications out for the iPhone that you can use. You just upload your MP3, upload your images. You pick a location for the place, and you can use a little map interface that we have to drop a pin right where you want that to show up, and then users find you. Somebody else on the team will see the location when you create it. We'll publish it live to the world, and then anybody with an application, whether it's iPhone or Android, they can find the location when they're searching or when they're traveling in that area or when they want to see what's going on in that area. Other people can also, users of the website, and we're going to start opening that up live for people to be able to surf and find locations on the website. But right now, if you create an account, you can also get a map and see all the places that we have all over the world. I think I mentioned we have 500,000 audio files for different places. And then the other thing that you could do that is extremely valuable for your listeners is you can enter your phone number, your email, your website, and when people find you on the phone, there are buttons for each of these elements. So if somebody's using the application, they can just tap call now, and that phone call will go directly to the provider. People can tap the website button. They'll get your web page directly within our application. Same thing with email. So you set this all up, and then users just find you.
And it is very easy to put together, as you mentioned. And one of the things that was so easy about it, and it was a recommendation actually from Stephen, was regarding the audio file, because not everybody has computers that can put together a memo and do the audio and be able to convert it over. One of the things that Stephen just said is, you know what, do a memo on your iPhone, email it to yourself, and I brought it right into my computer, and it was very easy. And so thank you for the recommendation of doing that, because that was the stickler process for me. Is okay, I can put the text in, I can put a link for the website, which looking at the application, it's all there. It's magically there. I pointed on the Danube and I pointed towards Budapest because that's where the group starts from. And just like Stephen said, it's all right there, all my information, and it even had the audio. So that was a little bit of the area. That was a little of the gray area for me. But with that recommendation about just record something on your iPhone, email it to yourself and drop it in. Thank you. That was so useful.
Right. Once you have that file, whether it's an image that you're uploading or the audio, you can just drag it from your desktop and just drop it right onto the web page. So you'll see the little upload button. If you click the upload button, it will take you through the navigation, find the file. But you can just take that file, drag it over your browser, and you'll see the browser turns red, and you just drop it right there. It uploads, you click save, and it's ready to go.
Yes, and it's so easy. Thank you, which is the point. So what kind of folks are you looking for to be able to come on and make these resources available?
Well, we want people to derive a lot of value from our application. We built a platform that I think is pretty incredible that allows people to do everything that we've just been talking about. The most valuable thing to us and them is what's most valuable to the users. So if you have something to say, if you have a unique location, even if it's a location that we already have content on, you can also add your own point of view. We look at Here Planet as being all the different points of view on all the different points of interest. So that's what we want to create, and we want to collect, and we want to be able to provide to our users. So we want our users to be able to find the things that appeal to them and the services that appeal to them, and really make that connection where we have a discovery application that people are using, 600,000 people using it all over the world now, everywhere there's iPhones, everywhere there's Androids, and then finding locations. So I don't know if your people are in the U.S., we're going to be over at the Powwow this year, the International Travel Conference is in San Francisco. We're located in San Francisco. If anybody's coming to that or coming in town, please get in touch with us, and I'm happy to talk to some of your listeners and coach them through, or have somebody else on the team coach them through the process.
Great. And it definitely brings additional value for an agent to connect with you, which is absolutely wonderful. And you have come so far, Stephen, in the last 2 years. It's amazing what you've done with your product.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and people can also list their offices. So not only is it about the destination locations, but they can put their offices there, because if somebody's walking on the street, they see your office, a travel office, that's something that we're interested in as well. So you can categorize what it is. Like, Lorraine, I see that you chose some categories for the Danube River cruise, and you said it's culture and entertainment, it's historic, it's a you can do all these different things. You can look through the different categories, categorize your locations so that people can more easily find you.
Good. Yes, absolutely. And it was very easy to set up. Very, very easy. Barry, did you have some questions? I know that you're a geek. This definitely must be of interest to you.
Well, I do a lot of audio recording, so I'm thinking about the content that you receive, Stephen, and I'm wondering, do a lot of people do walking tours when they record the audio, or is it something that they just share their knowledge with a location, or share their knowledge about a location with listeners?
It could be either, but we're really point of interest focused, so it turns the whole world into a self-guided tour, in that you can see all the different locations on the map, and then you know if something's nearby, or you can navigate by searching. So it really creates a nonlinear experience that's customized for whoever the user is. For people that are creating content, if they have walking tours, they can certainly upload those as well. And we have ways that are not exposed to the public right now of creating pads along the way, so that people can take a series of basically listen to things in a series. But currently, we find most of our users really just discover varied points of interest depending on whether they're searching for something that's halfway around the world, or they're traveling and they want to find out what's there and right then.
Okay, so it's a wonderful discovery tool, basically, that you're somewhere and you want to see what's around you, and you look at the map and see the pins in the map and click on the pin, and then you get the audio.
Right, exactly right. You can click on the pins to get the audio. You can also, via our search interface, we have two search fields instead of one. And what they do is they let you tell us what you're looking for, like the name of a place, and also where you're looking for it, the location. So if you, like we were just looking for the Danube, there's a lot of different Danubes, not necessarily all in Budapest. So if you put just Danube in the what field, it's going to tell you, based on your current location, because that's the default, what are the closest locations? And it's going to sort them in that regard. But if you wrote Budapest, then you're going to find the places that were named Danube that were closest to Boone. And this way you can really navigate different ways, navigate to find what's around you, discover what's in that area, and also discover things where you're going. If you're on the road, you're driving, you're going to a destination, or you're planning travel, you can also discover places and listen to the narrative about what those places have to offer.
Okay, great. Now a question about your offer for a premium app for the listeners here. Now, do the listeners have to create audio to take advantage of this offer, or is it just creating an account?
It's creating a listing. Doesn't have to be audio. We're hoping they would get audio in there because we think that's really of a higher value. That's what people that's what has our users keeping the application open and looking at the content, looking at the phone number, looking at the opportunity to send an email, and listening to the items. But this is for anybody that creates an account and then creates a location with that account. We'll go ahead and we'll send the coupon code, the promo code for the iPhone application. And I apologize, we can't do that for Android applications. Currently, only iPhone applications they give us just so many free coupon codes that we can use to promote our application each time we upload a new version to the store.
Okay, and then when the listener creates the listing, how do they indicate that they're from the Homebase Travel Agent Show?
What they should do is as soon as they create that listing, go over to the contact tab on our website and send an email to, there's a little drop down, send it to partner@hearplanet.com, where they won't actually see the email address, but they'll just indicate that they're looking to partner with Hear Planet. And then we'll receive that in email form from our contact page, and then I'll be able to reply to that individual with a coupon code.
Okay, great.
Perfect. So also being able to differentiate the paid version for the premium version, can you discuss those just a little bit, how they differ and what the added value is? Because $4.99 is a great price for this application. So I'd really like people to be able to take advantage, not only as making sure that they sign up and do this and can receive a code, but for the other people who may not do that right away, but why would they pick the premium? I know it's good, but I'd like you to be able to explain for our listeners how the value is.
Right, of course. You want to make sure that you're getting something for your money. And that value that you get increases as we have more premium content. So we have different channels within the application, different people providing content, and we separate that content into different channels. So just like you're surfing on TV, some channels have commercials, and some channels are the premium HBOs or some of the other Showtimes of the world. And what we do is we have certain deals with some of our partners where we only put them in the premium application. And there are some commercial channels that are primarily commercial that we only put in the free application. So, for instance, in the free application, you might find listings for more restaurants and other venues that are actually paying us to have those listings in the application. We think they deliver benefit to the end user. And soon we're going to let users of the premium application choose what channels they have, and they'll have more choices over which channels they select within their preferences. They can choose to include or exclude different channels. Currently, what we do is we pre-select the channels for the commercial channels that people have told us, well, they don't really like finding out about, let's say, dermatologists when they're touring around. So they'd rather not have to see those things. So we exclude those from the premium application. If people that also want the premium application want those types of services as well, they can always download the free application as well. And for the free application, there are high value channels that we have that we have people participating and contributing, and that's a higher premium, and it's not included in the free application.
Got it. Now, is there a way to share this information now that you have an account set up and you've set up, for example, something about Alaska or Mexican Riviera or some area of interest? Is there a way to share this information?
There is, and we're rolling that out as we speak. I'm not sure if by the time your listeners are listening to the show that we'll have that, but you'll be able to like things in Facebook. It'll publish to your wall. It'll publish to the Hear Planet application. Also on the next version of the iPhone and the Android applications that we're working on now, you'll be able to share information via Facebook, in email, and using other social networks and tools. You'll be able to do a lot of, I won't tell too much about it, and that that application will be out in just about a month or 2 months' time, and it's going to have a lot more features and a lot more that that users can take advantage of, in addition to the to what I just mentioned in terms of the capability to choose different channels. And in addition, just so you know, if you buy the paid application, that application will continue to have more features added to it. Each time you update the application, each time we have a new release, you won't have to purchase that application again. We'll just update your application with all the new features.
So it definitely is a value. This has been wonderful, Stephen, and I think that it really is a great value for our listeners in terms of for travel agents to be able to find yet another level to be able to promote their business and get them to stand out from the competition. This is wonderful. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Yes, thank you.
Great. I'm excited to meet all of these listeners and see what they can create, and look forward to their participation. And just go to the website and you can contact us via the web form if you have any questions whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to working with your listeners.
Great. And your website's very easy to find. It's www.hearplanet.com. And I don't think it could be any easier than that. I love it when companies get the website to match with the URL. Thank you.
Right. And we just have to make sure that they understand it's H-E-A-R, planet, hear as in listening, not as in the location. So it's hearplanet, all one word, .com.
Exactly. And currently you have it available in the App Store as well as available for Android. So that's a really good start. Good for you.
Right. They can find it in the VCast store or right in the Android marketplace.
Right. Barry, did you have any other questions for our guests before we sign off?
Yeah, I think I'm good. And as soon as we sign off here, I'm going to go put the app on my iPhone, and it was there before, but now I've have renewed excitement. So,
great. Well, thank you both, and Lorraine, happy birthday! And I look forward to talking to you both soon.
Absolutely. For our listeners to reach you, Barry, what is a good email address?
Well, they can reach me at Barry BARRY@hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Lorraine.
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. And my Facebook account is Lorraine R, which is Lorene, and last initial is R. Thank you again, Stephen, for being a guest on our show again. This is so exciting. I've really come far in the last 2 years, and I remember your presence at Macworld Expo in 2009. You had a huge presence there, and I do remember bringing you on the show, and I'm so glad to have you back on again.
Right. It's been great to catch up. And I know people on our website, but also since we're giving out email addresses, contact@hearplanet.com, contact@hearplanet.com.
Great.
Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, Lorraine. Thank you for an interesting co-hosted segment of the show. I really appreciate it. And we look forward to having you back on again in the future. And we can talk about some of those destinations and other things that you're doing with Hear Planet. Well, with that, I want to move right into the news, and the first news item isn't a surprise, and it's about the disaster in Japan sending shockwaves through the global travel industry. And it says the triple disaster of March 11th, magnitude 9.0 earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis has set back a Japanese government campaign to boost tourism, which will help shake off the economic malaise. And the timing is especially bad for this disaster because it comes at the start of the peak spring travel season. Now, Japan received about 8.6 million foreign tourists last year, and that was up more than a quarter from 2009. And Japan had hoped to boost that number to 11 million this year. However, the article goes on to say that a famous Tokyo shopping district called Ginza, which usually has throngs of foreign tourists rushing to family-owned kimono stores and upmarket outlets like Prada, all these tourists are nowhere to be seen. And if you look at the airline passengers coming and going from Japan, there are passengers that are leaving Japan, the planes are full, but the incoming planes are empty. And that's really sad. That's just too bad. I don't know. My heart breaks for Japan. I hope things work out better. And I know they will rebuild. They've done it before, done a great job. All the best to the people in Japan. Now, here's a product that really interests me, and especially because in the summertime, you know, we like to go to the beach and be around the water and travel. And, you know, I have an iPhone, and, you know, the concern is you get sand and water into the iPhone, and that could destroy it very easily. So this article is about the H2O audio case, and it's called the Amphibix Go, and it's an all-purpose waterproof soft case for the iPhone, iPod, and more. Now, this phone, or this case, features a waterproof headphone jack, integrated D-ring, and a simple-to-use locking hatch, so you can load up the Amphibix Go case very easily, and you can take your videos to the pool, watch YouTube, and send tweets right from the bathtub if you want. So you can stay connected to the GPS when you're hiking in the rain, and you can safeguard your phone on amusement park rides. And even in the snow, skiing or whatever, you can keep your phone dry out there in the winter wonderland. Interesting product. I'll have a link to the article in the show notes. And there are links to the website where you can buy this article, which I checked, and it's $49, $50, and it may be worth it. Just to have the freedom to do things that you want to do and still carry your phone. So check it out. Link to the article in the show notes. And by the way, that article on Japan, the first article that I read, comes from the Seattle Times, and there is a link to that in the show notes as well. Now, the next article is kind of interesting because it's from Visa. That's the people that send you the credit card, Mr. Visa, who has his hands in your wallet, if you're anything like me. But anyhow, Visa has done a study on inbound Mexico tourism and the spending during 2010. And they measure that spending by seeing who owns the credit card and who's spending in Mexico and where they're from. And what they've discovered is that Mexico has continued to make its mark on the global tourism landscape as a sought-after destination. So the problems in Mexico hasn't really affected the tourism industry. Now, the spending growth using Visa has increased 7% by people inbound from the United States. People inbound from Canada into Mexico, they have increased their spending by 21%. And the biggest spending increase comes from people from Brazil, and that increase is 85%. So there is good growth in Mexico, and this may be good to know that you can promote your Mexico vacations, and people are still buying them. Well, with that, that's the last piece of news. And again, there's links to in the show notes to all these articles. So with that, I want to wrap up the show. We'll call it a week for this week. And we'll be back at you next week with another show, another guest, and I'm sure you're going to like it. So until then, travel safe, stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Step into the sky, step into the sky. Gravity loves you, baby. Gravity loves you. Throw caution to the wind, let your voice free. the clouds. Do what you need. Gravity loves you, baby. Gravity loves you. Listen up, hush your mind. It's a song you've always known. Not the one they wrote for you, but the one your soul has shown. Walk through this field, blue hair and overhead. Each step takes you back to the ground you need to share. Gravity loves you. Ooh, gravity loves you.